A New Brunswick entrepreneur is fine-tuning a CT scan that can peer through everything from pipes beneath the streets to the concrete and steel of power and chemical plants to catch defects before they cause a problem. Jake Arsenault didn't exactly set out to build a company around this technology. It happened by chance when he was attempting to devise a low-dose medical CT scanner for his thesis project for his engineering degree at UNB. It didn't pan out for medical use, but it produced the spark of an idea that's now become a company called Inversa. Janice McPherson is our Made in New Brunswick guide, and she joins us today with the story of Inversa. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Hans.
So tell us more about how it happened that Jake Arsenault made the leap from a project intended for medicine to one that applies to heavy industry.
Well, this was actually, it started out with Jake with his PhD at UNB and working on his thesis project. He was trying to develop a low-dose medical CT scanner so that it wouldn't have as much radiation as the current CT scanners do. The result was, I guess, a bit of a failure in the sense that it didn't produce as much of a decrease as they had hoped. But what came out of it is a concept they've tagged it as backscatter computed tomography. I'm going to call it BCT for my tongue-tied issues. That came out of this, and basically what they discovered is that it's a very useful instrument for heavy industry to measure the integrity of physical infrastructure.
So how does it actually work?
Well, if you consider a normal CT scan, you need to be in a ring. So I mean, you probably see on the dramas that you see on TV that they go in and they
go
have
in the
their CT
tunnel.
Scan.
Yeah.
That's right. So with this instrument they created, you can actually set it beside the product that you're trying to scan into, so it doesn't have to be surrounding it. So you can deal with much larger pieces in order to be able to look into it. So it's a useful tool with many applications. You can pretty much look into it. They're hoping anything.
So give us some examples of where it would be useful. What would they want to look into?
Well, the BCT, it allows them to take a deep inspection of dense materials like concrete and steel. The way it works is you don't have to stop the production. So, you're not incurring delays in operations for heavy industry. And it offers many benefits. So it can actually help you with planning for plant maintenance. It can help with unpredicted plant failure. You can actually see it in advance and be able to take care of it before you have a large downtime. The capability can add, it's basically for many industries. They're looking at petrochemical refining, power generation, pulp and paper industries, aerospace, and then the public infrastructure. It's pretty much a well-encompassing product.
No doubt. Now, he first developed this technology in a UNB lab, so how involved does UNB continue to be in the actual research?
UNB, I believe, stays quite involved. UNB in itself as a university is a research institution strictly, and from what I'm learning and talking to a few of these more technology companies, UNB focuses on the research, and they rely on partners that actually take that research and take it to market, basically taking the product and commercializing it. And that's what basically Jake did. I mean, this is going back. This is a 7-year process at this point. Jake started his thesis in 2003. He created Inversa, I think it was in 2006. And so from that point on, they've now worked on commercializing it and taking it to market.
Well, that must be a tough row to hoe because there's nothing like this.
There's nothing like this. And, it takes a lot of patience and a lot of effort. I mean, this is a project that's 7 years wide that they have to find funding for before they actually even see any revenue generation for this potential product. So it's a long haul, but, there is such great potential in the product that Jake and he has a partner, John Bowles, as well. They see the great potential of it, and they're willing to invest that time for it.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks so much for telling us about it.
No problem.
Janice McPherson is our guide to what's made in New Brunswick. She joins us every Monday at this time to talk about New Brunswick entrepreneurs. McPherson is an entrepreneur and the program manager for the Wallace McCain Institute for Business Leadership at UNB in Fredericton. Now, if you missed this interview or you want to listen to it again, just go to our website, cbc.ca/shift.